Hi, my name is Abby and I'm your phrenologist for this week. Rocco observed the temperatures were dipping into the negatives this week. At Kendall's house and many other houses in the Duluth area, it snowed a few inches over fresh powder. On the 25th and the 26th, the sun came out at recess. At Phoenix's house, it got to 14 below on January 28th. There was a full moon that night, too. Ava saw a sun dog around the sun on the 29th, which is a rainbow that goes around the sun due to the snow crystals in the air. Ava saw three chickadees at Chickadee Landing on Friday, January 28th. Jennifer saw a snow owl swoop down into one of the trees by her house. On the 25th, Rocco saw a dead fly on his porch. Kendall and multiple other sixth graders saw a pine marten chasing its breakfast. And snowshoe hare. Through the woods and past Chickadee Landing on Monday the 25th, Rocco saw some interesting animal tracks in his yard. Cade saw a rabbit pop out from under their shed and started to eat his mom's plant. On January 27th, Jennifer saw some animal tracks that didn't look familiar. Coyotes have been singing and yipping at Miss TG's house. She heard them on the moonlit night of the 28th. They sounded like little kids calling to each other. Adeline's apple tree was happy buds thriving all over the branches. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.